Translation. Neither I nor all the sages born before you know fully the omnipotent supreme personality of Godhead. So what can others who are born after us know about him? Even the first incarnation of the Lord, namely Sesha, has been unable to reach the limit of such knowledge. Although he is describing the quantity of law with 10,000 bases, the omnipotent personality Godhead has primarily three potential manifestations, namely internal, external, and marginal potencies. There are limited expansions of these three energies. As such, potential expansions can never be calculated by anyone, because even the personality of Godhead himself, as the incarnation of Sesha, cannot estimate the potencies, although he has been describing them continuously for 1,000 faces. So, in this purport, just to describe that even Sesha cannot even understand Krishna. He cannot understand himself, basically. He cannot understand himself. Even his expansion of Sesha, he cannot. Even describing him cannot come, even though he has got 1,000 hoods and faces, he cannot understand the unlimited expansions. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is described by Krishna to Arjuna that the only way to understand is by bhakti or devotional service, bhakti man. Only by devotional service can one understand me. And in other words, service, seva. So, one time, teacher or lecturer from a very prominent educational school in Calcutta came to Titanimat to speak, to ask some questions to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. After reading one of his articles in one of his and when he got there, he requested to see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but Thakur was informed that this person has come. He has some questions. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, please can you request him to go to the kitchen and do some service. So this elevated person, this teacher and university lecturer, he went and he did some service in the kitchen. And then later, That is what Itako spoke to him and said, "So, I understand you have some questions to ask me." So then this person replied, he says, "I did have, but all my questions were answered by doing service in the kitchen." And so, therefore, generally, all our questions, if we are. So then, as Govinda was mentioning the other day in class, Govinda Prabhu was mentioning about the Dasmula, that was from the Jiva Dharma. And these 10 verses essentially describing the 10 essential tattvas on three tattvas, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Bhojana. So the first one is the Banam, that the first verse is the Shastra, is the verse that confirms the written Shastra, that confirms the other nine. So from verse 2 to verse 8, it's all about Sambandha. Verse 9 is the Abhideya, which is bhakti or devotional service. And 10 is Bhakro, which is just Bhojana Tattva. So So it describes in that chapter about sadhana bhakti. The two devotees are asked, inquiring from their guru about sadhana bhakti, and the guru describes pure devotional service. So sadhana bhakti, he said, describes as two aspects: Vaidhi sadhana bhakti and Radhanuga sadhana bhakti. So then, but as we have understood by Rupa Goswami's, has said that this one verse that overrides or overshadows Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. That's always remember Krishna and never forget him. If you just remember that, all the rules and regulations of Vaidhi Bhakti, they're there, but they're overshadowed just by these, just one verse. And in the Bhakti Rasana Sindhu, is that Sindhu, which is all about, which Rupa Goswami, as we all know, wrote, some years ago in Mayapur, Anuman Prasad Maharaj, who doesn't he preaches mainly in South America. David Jester, he gave just one class on the seed verse of this book, which is 1:1:11. One to render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord favorably and without desire for material profit or gain, for fruitive activities or philosophical speculation, that is called pure devotional service. So, just like in the Bhagavad Gita, this four seat verses, which explain the other verses in the Bhagavad Gita, and this four seed verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the seed verse and the other verses in the Bhakti Rasa Sindhu are an explanation of just this verse. So I've read the Bhakti Rasa Sindhu, and it's, I forget how many verses there are in it. So this, as I said, this is just one verse. It's an explanation of the other verses. So it just shows it's how it should to come to pure devotional service. In other words, we have to cultivate. We have to come to Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti, and then you see in Bhaini is based on fear and awe and reverence, and Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti is based on spontaneous loving service. So, one time, Narada Muni was in Dwarka, and he was informed Krishna had a fever. And then he went to the palace and said, "Oh, I understand you have a fever. Can I give you some medicine?" Said, "Yes, what medicine is it? Can I get I'll get it for you." He says, "Yes. Now go to my queens and get the dust from their feet, lotus feet. And then I can rub it all over my body." So he went to the queens. And when they understood, "Oh, Krishna's got fever, what can we do?" Krishna says, Your husband wants the dust from your feet. That's the cure for him. Medicine." And the queen said, "What? It says in Shastra, if you do that, we're going to hell." "Well, no, we're not going to do that. No, we don't want to do that." So then Narada went back to Krishna. Of course, Krishna knows everything already in the first place. So then he said, "Now you go to Vrindavan, go to Braj, and take the dust from the gopis. They'll give you no problem. So he went to Vrindavan. When he appeared in Vrindavan, of course all the gopis recognized him and said, have you seen the son of Nanda Maharaj? How is he? Oh, he's got a beaver. Oh. And is there any medicine? He said, yes. He wants the dust from your lotus feet. That is the medicine, so he can spread it all over his body. And immediately, all the gopis, took their dust from their feet and gave it to Narada Muni. And the descriptions I've read of this pastime, it just wasn't little, it was sackfuls and sackfuls and sackfuls of it. And then Narada Muni said, it says in Shastra that what you've just done, you're going to go to hell. And then the gopi said, well, okay, we'll go to hell, but if it's going to cure Krishna from his fever, we're okay with that. So this is the difference. Because of fear and body bhakti is based on fear or reverence. That fear actually can hold us back from actually advancing in Krishna consciousness. Fear, has been my experience, is that, I've got a good name, I've got a good reputation in the society I'm living in. I don't want my name to be dragged through the mud because I'm like this, but just because of the bodily identification. But if we really want to advance, we have to cultivate Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti. We have to, and the adhikar, or the qualification, is just, as it says in the chapter 21, is just the greed, okay, nothing else. Just greed. In Vaidhi Bhakti, one has to follow the rules and regulations and like that. But you don't jump over Vaidhi Bhakti, no. You don't neglect Vaidhi Bhakti. One has to follow the rules and regulations. But not following just for the sake of following. Otherwise, it would be just mechanical. It would just be mechanical. And then, if we actually desire to have that greed, Indra, in one class I heard some years back, he was saying, if we have the courage and conviction that we want to go forward, we should go forward. But we have to have the courage and conviction to do it. So it's up to the individual. It's up to us individually to do that if we want to come to the platform of Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti. And also, And also, and Bhagavad Thakur also gives instructions that for those who do not have that desire, they should just stay in the divine bhakti, just stay if they don't have that desire. And so bhakti, the pure devotional service, of course, there's many examples of pure devotional service. Many examples. Of course, the best example for us, the most excellent example for us, is Lord Chaitanya himself. Where he says in Adi Lila 3:20:21, my Bengali is useless, I'll just repeat the English translation. I shall accept Bhakti Bhav, the mood of the devotee, and I shall teach Bhakti unless I practice Saranagati in my own life. I cannot teach it to others. So the Lord Chaitanya isn't God himself. He's Radha and Krishna in one body. But he came as a devotee to show us bhakti, devotional service. And if you just the life of Lord Chaitanya, the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, first you see him as a child, his childhood Leela, his Grihastha Leela, his Sannyas Leela, and his Leela, his most intense Leela in Jagannath Puri. So he's showing us that the bhakti has different levels, and so there's different levels of bhakti. So this theory is Sakama Bhakti, performance of bhakti for the purpose of satisfying material desires. Nishkama Bhakti, performance of bhakti without desire for material results. Nirguna Bhakti, devotion that is unaffected by the qualities of material nature. Uttama Bhakti, pure devotional service. Aroba Siddha Bhakti, activities that are not pure bhakti, but are designated as bhakti due to them, their being offered to the Supreme Lord. Sangha Siddha Bhakti, endeavors that are associated with or favorable to the development of bhakti, but are not themselves purely composed of bhakti. Sarup Siddha Bhakti, endeavors that are purely constituted by bhakti. Of course, some of these, what I've just read, we can identify with. Some of them we cannot. But as Lord Chaitanya appeared to give the bhakti, so for us conditioned souls, He gave the process of Harinama Sankirtan. And the process of going out on the streets chanting Hare Krishna. It's like, I've seen this, and some other devotees have experienced this, that Lord Chaitanya has given us the most easiest process for entering into devotional service by chanting Hare Krishna, Paha Mantra. And every Saturday night, we go out down to the west end of London, and of course Saturday mornings they go out as well, and there's Thursdays as well sometimes. So last Saturday night was such an ecstatic kirtan. I mean, it was completely wild. Ecstatic. I mean, the energy that's coming from it. There's so many people who are just dancing and dancing and dancing. People you wouldn't think of. Drunks. Middle aged. There's one lady. She would have come from a well-to-do background with the way she was dressed. But she really got into it in Leicester Square. So did a lady wino with a bottle of wine in her hand. So this is what Lord Chaitanya has come to give. So we can, this is devotional service for us. We can go out and chant Hare Krishna and we can experience what, I'm personally speaking, that last Saturday night I just got a small glimpse what it must have been like with the Kirt, with Lord Nityananda and the Panchatattva in Kirtan. Just a little glimpse in Tapit Week. So I can only request, if you're free on Saturday night, just please come out. And then one can enter. Because it's also been described that in the beginning we know Ashriya Sangam, Lord Chaitanya didn't go out for 1 year. He kept it confined just to Ashriya Sangam. When the Chankasi gave the order to break the Vedanga, he opened it up. And the Sridhas Angam is the Rasalila study in Mayapur. So, it's also been described, one devotee has described it, said, doing Harinama Sankirtan at life is like we're actually entering into the Rasalila. Because everyone, because Mahaprabhu is giving mercy free to everyone. And so therefore, if we want to glorify Lord Chaitanya, we should come out. When the bus leaves at 6 o'clock in the evening, if you live locally in Harrow, you can get it underground there or drive in, no problem. So in that way we can also come to the platform of Raghunuga so that bhakti by actually spontaneously chanting Hare Krishna. So I'll finish there. I'll drop any questions or comments I will try to answer.
I wanted to comment because Prabhupada speaks about the Lord's incarnation in the Prabhupada, right? The unlimited. Ananta Shesha is glorifying them, right? There's no limit to it. There's Kobai Bhaktivinoda Thakur needs some understanding of the Lord's avatar. So, the Lord wears incarnations, Rama, Narasimha, Varaha, Matsya, Kurma, etc., all transcendental Vishnu Tattva forms. The names, forms, qualities and associates and pastimes are eternal. Each of them controls Maya. Each has an eternal abode in Vaikuntha. Out of the compassion for the living entities in this miserable world, and by the own sweet will, these incarnations appear and exhibit their opulence. Yet even though they incarnate in the material world, they remain fully transcendental and always protect their independent natures.
So that shows how Krishna's body is spiritual. His body is not like our body. Our body is temporary, it's full of ignorance, and it's full of misery. Krishna's body is touching another vigor, eternal full of bliss and knowledge. So if we amongst ourselves in scriptures, synthesizing scriptures, discussing Krishna's pastimes, giving it to others, then we also come to that spiritual platform. And the example of Ananta Shesh is there where he's discussing Krishna's pastimes for thousands of years, as it says in the Prabhupada. There's no limit. So in the same way, if we immerse ourselves in these pastimes of Krishna, which is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, then we can also be like Ananta Shesh, not be affected by the material world, be fully on the spiritual platform.
Thank you very much indeed. But all, yes, if we immerse ourselves in the holy name, those pastimes will come automatically.
That's true.
Automatically, they'll come.
Hello. Thank you for your encouragement for the Holy Spirit and Hanuman Sankirtan. Tomorrow, we've been doing it for a while, but tomorrow there is a group of us going out on Thursday. So if anyone's free, do all the Hanuman on Thursday. We're going to start at Houston, go to King's Cross, and then go to Soho for the afternoon. So thank you. Hello.
Thanks so much for that class, Guru. Actually, I have a quick question. Because you mentioned you were saying that we need to remember the maybe sadhana bhakti platform, we follow the rules and regulations to come to the Raghunuga platform. And actually, you were also mentioning that we can't give up that pace and greed and spirit, just remain in the maybe sadhana platform. So it seems there's even like an initial pace that was required for the Lady Sadhana platform. I was just wondering how, where does that pace kind of come from, and also how does it develop, especially let's say for people who don't get the association of devotees who already have that pace or that greed. So the question is kind of where does the peace come from and how does it develop, especially when someone might not have the association of people who already have that.
Everything starts with Sarasanga. Everything. So, you said they don't have this association. So then, this is where you can say Śrīla Prabhupāda books come into the picture. When you get Śrīla Prabhupāda's books, you're getting the association. They're getting the association of you and the devotee. And then, once they've read Prabhupāda's books, then if they're sincere and want to inquire more, somehow Krishna will make arrangements to meet devotees. So, we all, as much, most of us came here through books, generally, most of us. And from there, I bought a book in Reading, then I went to the Reading Yamahata at the time, which was being overseen by Shamasunda and his good wife, Alifa Sahi. And then I came here, just by getting one book. So this is why, you give them the books, and then if they're sincere and serious, then Krishna will make arrangements. Because I saw the devotees in 1969 on top of the box. From that time till '70. From that time till 1991, I didn't see one devotee, not one Harinam, nothing. Until I got a book. I think it was your brother.
We both.
Then I started going for that matter. Not one. I didn't see the holy name. I didn't see Harinam. I didn't see one devotee at all. Nothing. Until my Mahavani's brother gave me a book at SSR.
Also, Nara Hari Prabhu invited you to the festival, right?
Yeah, afterwards Nara invited me to a festival.
Yeah.